Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
Bloated and uncomfortable? These three foods could be your hidden culprits. Today, I want to be sharing with you three common foods that I would say 80 to 90% of people actually eat that could be the reason that you are feeling so uncomfortably bloated, with gas, your pants hurt, and we are gonna go right into it. Make sure you stay tuned to the end because I created a free gut healing de-bloat smoothie guide to balance your hormones, get you feeling your best, sexiest self for the summer, and I'll be sharing that with you at the end. But before we go into the top three foods, I wanna share with you a little bit about my story. 4 years, I struggled with severe digestive issues. I would wake up in the morning and I would look 6 months pregnant. I went to every GI doctor out there and all they told me was the same thing. It's normal to look this way. It's normal to have all these digestive issues. You just have IBS. Take Miralax, Ducalax, and you are good to go. But no matter what I did, I was always in so much pain. My body became more and more reactive to so many foods and I was down to three ingredients. I ended up doing stool testing, figured out I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO. I've had over 150 colonics. I've been to top healing centers. No one was able to heal me. And I went back to school for holistic nutrition. I healed myself. And now I work with clients all around the world, getting down to the root cause of their digestive issues, healing their gut when every doctor couldn't. And today, this is going to be just such a great video for anyone struggling with digestive issues. Because not only am I going to be sharing the specific foods that were big triggers for me, as well as a lot of individuals I work with, but I'm going to be breaking down the science because I like to teach you guys and I like to teach my clients too what is going on, because knowing what's going on with your body is such a powerful tool. We're going to go right into it. My first one, my first food that could be your hidden culprit is going to be, drumroll. So many people go to this food when it comes to healing their gut. We Google what is going on with bloating, and what pops up is add in fermented foods like kombucha, sauerkraut, and even kimchi. But here's the deal. Fermented foods, while generally considered healthy due to the probiotic content, can sometimes actually cause more bloating and other digestive issues for individuals with pre-existing digestive conditions. I'm going to explain this. So this is really due to the increased bacterial activity and growth promoted by those live cultures in the fermented foods, which can overwhelm the gut, leading to gas, bloating, diarrhea, trigger IBS. And on top of that, which was a big one for me, is anyone struggling with like the itchy skin, almost like that histamine response? I had mast cell activation. When we are doing these fermented foods, if we have histamine intolerance, this could actually result in more stomach pain and digestive discomfort, more of that itchiness, more of that hives and redness. And then a few more things on fermented foods is the process of the fermentation can actually produce byproducts like organic acids that some people could be sensitive to, and individuals with like Crohn's disease or SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, can actually make these issues worse because with something like SIBO, and I had SIBO on top of it, I've had everything, guys. With SIBO, we have too much of the wrong bacteria in the wrong areas. So when we throw in, if we have SIBO going on and we're throwing in more fermented foods, more probiotics, it can actually exacerbate these issues. So fermented foods, while they're all good in terms of like probiotics, if we have other issues going on, like I said, SIBO, histamine issues, mast cell activation, really thrown off gut dysbiosis and a leaky gut, it could actually cause more gas, bloating, and digestive issues. And what we really need to do is get down to the root cause. So a little example to make it simplified is I do something with my digestive clients called a 4R protocol. So if we have a lot of gut issues going on and we just cut all of our food out and then don't get down to the root cause and add it back in, you are going to be reactive because you didn't get down to the root cause and actually heal the gut, figure out what the insufficiencies were and what was going on to begin with. So if someone has something like SIBO, and I'm going to put a video on my YouTube linked here on what SIBO is. If you have SIBO going on, what happens is we need to first figure out we have SIBO. Then we got to remove, which is my first R, get the bad out, anything that's triggering the digestive issues, get our bowels moving, because a lot of that has to do with the gut motility issue. Then we have to focus on correcting the insufficiencies like low stomach acid, pancreatic enzymes, healing the gut lining so that we're less reactive to food. So as we add things back in and we get rid of the SIBO, by the end of that 4R protocol, which I do in 90 days with my clients, we're able to get the probiotics back in, but in a way that you're less reactive and are actually going to be beneficial. So there is a right and a wrong way of adding in probiotics, depending on what is going on with our gut. That was my first one. If you are enjoying this video, make sure you are subscribed, share this with a friend. We're going to go into a second one. And this one is huge, especially if we are in the fitness industry, because so many of us go toward all of these protein powders. We do a lot of these like dressings and all these dips. So there's foods that contain, a lot of foods contain various types of gums, which are commonly used as emulsifiers and stabilizers and thickening agents. And they're in a wide range of products like salad dressings, beverages, granola bars, protein powders, guys, almond milk, yogurt, soups. And what they do is they have a thickening agent to make that texture really good, but they also act as a stabilizing agent to help with bacterial fermentation. So if we're going not on that whole foods diet and we're going a lot towards these just processed foods, look at your ingredients. If you're having like a lot of protein powders on top of that, a lot of like these salad dressings with added gums on top of that, a lot of the yogurts and almond milks and all these gums, it could add up. And if you're if you have a weakened digestive system, things like carrageenan, which are emulsifiers, stabilizers, things in dairy products, can actually cause more gas and bloating with our digestive system. So always look at the ingredients. I find, again, that so many of us, we are busy lifestyle. So we tend to go towards those easy, convenience foods. I simply like, and I teach all my clients this, I like for my milk, I can't do dairy because my throat closes. I have a true allergy. I like to take hemp seeds, water, some dates, cinnamon, and vanilla bean, make my own milk. I save money. I save time in the kitchen. You don't have to soak it. And then you're not getting all these extra almond milks and stuff that are loaded with all these extra thickeners. And make your own salad dressing. We have to keep it simple though. So my second food that can cause a lot of digestive issues, bloating, is foods containing the various types of gums and emulsifiers. So always check your ingredients. And I saved the best for last. And remember, I have a free ebook smoothie guide, gut healing, at the end. So make sure you stay tuned. But in today's video, you know, we're all about just exploring common culprits behind bloating, how they can impact our health, our well-being. And I really am all about sharing those real life stories. So if you guys don't know, like I said, I work with clients all around the world. And I want to take you guys through a journey of one of the individuals that I just actually finished 12 weeks with. She was preparing for her wedding and she was struggling so bad with discomfort of chronic digestive issues, gas, bloating 24/7, just like I did. She went to every doctor out there. She was so stressed out about what diet to do, what was going on, that she was having more digestive issues, was Googling everything. And she got to the point where she had chronic anxiety, was run down, didn't know what to do. And that's when she came to me. And here's the deal. We got down to the root cause. We found out that she actually had small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I went through my incomplete 4R protocol to get the solution. And within 12 weeks, her life transformed. Not only did she achieve relief from her bloating, guys, but she's also been able to reintroduce foods that were previously would cause her so much stomach pain, IBS. She couldn't even go out to dinner because she just was so limited with her food, which is horrible because she's getting married. You know, she's She wants to have that fun and, you know, go to her wedding shower and all of that. And she is not having any effects to these foods. Not only with the physical improvements, her anxiety has gone away. Her fear of food has gone away. She is able to go down to that wedding. She just had her bridal shower, feeling confident, sexy, amazing in her body. And she told me, she's like, Elizabeth, I never thought I would have my flat stomach again. So just know that, like, if you guys are in this place and you're ready to take control of your digestive issues, you're like me, you've been to every doctor out there, you got no issues, you're so confused with all the information out there, I want you to head down to the description below, fill out my questionnaire. I work one-on-one with clients all around the world. We will set up a call to see if we're that perfect fit and to join me. It's a 90-day gut healing protocol, and I take you step-by-step every way. And this is the key. I teach my clients everything they need to know about the gut so that during the 12 weeks, they understand what is going on so they don't need me after those 12 weeks and continue feeling their strongest, sexiest self. And I do want to mention, too, a lot of the women out there that are going for fat loss right now, and we're hitting 38, 40 plus at perimenopause time, and we have thyroid issues going on, hormone imbalances, you're cutting your calories low, you're not getting results, and you feel run down. A lot of the times, the calorie in versus calories out doesn't work. We're in a place where we have so much chronic stress, anxiety, the thyroid, all of these run our metabolism. And if our hair is falling out and everything, it's telling us that there's something else going on. Our gut is where we absorb and assimilate our nutrients. If we were a C-section, we're on a ton of antibiotics, we have yeast infection, stress. I have clients coming to me that are coming for fat loss. They have all of these health issues I just mentioned to begin with. And they're literally, I have a client of mine who dropped 18 pounds in 12 weeks eating more food, not even through working out, guys. We focus on healing her gut. Bloating has gone away. She feels confident. She's in her bikini again. And yeah, I just want to share with you guys, there's another approach to fat loss. And as we get older, especially as these women, we need to look at it a different way. But we are back. I am going into it. The last one that I want to mention for you guys, we're drum rolling it again, is going to be wheat and rye. So here's the deal. These are actually two grains that contain gluten. Gluten is a protein that can cause a significant amount of digestive issues for individuals with gluten sensitivity or celiac. And wheat is actually one of the most common sources of gluten in the human diet. It's found in like foods such as bread, pasta, cereal, baked goods. And for those that have gluten intolerance, and I'm not saying celiac, I'm just saying a sensitivity to it, there's a difference, big difference. Consuming the wheat could really lead to bloating, gas, abdominal pain, other GI symptoms, that IBS type. And these are actually in crackers as well too. So if we have autoimmune issues going on, chronic digestive issues going on, removing for a period of time the gluten could be something to actually get the inflammation down while you are focusing on healing the gut lining, getting down to the root cause. So for all of us, there is so many other delicious, amazing recipes out there. I'm a big person of, I like to make food easy and fun. Another part of my weight loss journey, I was actually 13 years old and 180 pounds, so overwhelmed with the recipes that I just turned to Special K. That's a whole nother story. But my deal is I know a lot of you guys are crazy busy. So I teach my clients how to make simple, easy meals to fit into their lifestyle and things that actually taste amazing so that we can, you know, really heal the gut without having to have the gluten and all these grains. And then as we heal the gut, we're able to add things back in that possibly were a trigger in the beginning that may no longer be. So if you guys are struggling with digestive issues, like I said, head to the description. I just have a passion for helping people heal because for years I was just in a place where, if you ask my parents, I made so many game plans every day. It was a different meal plan, gut healing. I couldn't go to the bathroom no matter how many laxatives I took. I just was in such a bad place and no one was able to help me. So I truly just like to make it simple for my clients and get them just there fast so they don't have to stress it. And I know I promised I got a free guide for you. So all of you guys on my YouTube, I want you to head to the description below. I created a gut healing smoothie ebook all for free for you with my favorite gut healing smoothies, recipes, all high protein to help you also reach your weight loss and body composition goals. Because we're not just about healing our gut, we are about feeling our strongest, sexiest, confident self, building that lean muscle mass, and transforming our body too. So head to the description. And if you guys enjoyed this video today, make sure to share it with a friend. Like and subscribe, and I will see you tomorrow. Oh, and check out this video. If you haven't seen my gut protocol before, this is going to be a game changer for your gut healing journey. Love you guys.